Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Will Adams, Media Director at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. And during these weeks, I'm going to be doing a series of interviews for our daily devotional. This week, I'm here with Senior Pastor Chris Montgomery, and each day this week, I'll be asking him a question. Okay, Chris, today's question is, who was the person who influenced your faith the most, and what was the biggest lesson they taught you?
Can I give you two people?
Yes.
For two different reasons.
Yeah.
First has to be my grandfather. My grandfather had a third grade education, left home when he was 14. The only reason why he did not serve in the military is because he had polio. He worked for the street department in Tuscumbia, Alabama, and then eventually God radically saved his life. God called him. He was a deacon for many years and then became the pastor of the church. And I say that, you know, the impact there was a generational impact that literally changed the course of the Montgomery family, at least that branch of it. And it's amazing what God did through that. Even with, you know, every family has people in different places on their faith journey, but it gave a sense of the presence of God is going to be on this family, in this house, and in these houses, and it is expected that there is at least an acknowledgement that God is there, you know. But the heartfelt, sincere conversion and devotion to Jesus after that was absolutely legitimate and authentic in so many ways. And so, you know, the biggest lesson there for me was just how important it is. And I'll speak to men in particular, to be very serious about their faith. My grandfather had every excuse in the world not to serve the Lord, whether it be an education excuse, you know, an experience excuse, you know, all kinds of things. And yet he did, and he did it faithfully. And just watching that and watching it to the point where when my grandfather got older, he was having strokes and he would have to sit and preach. And yeah, did he get repetitive? Yes. You know, those type of things. He couldn't read or write real good, so he didn't use notes. But just the faithfulness on display was beautiful. And I just think, what would it be if we were all faithful to the end? You know, and what would it be if men in our families would take Jesus seriously and his calling seriously? And so I would say my grandfather, Leon Montgomery, on one hand. On the other hand, there was a man who I actually just got to talk to just a few days ago, an amazing mentor of mine named Ricky Smith. And Ricky, he taught me what it looked like to be a pastor. While my grandfather was a pastor, I experienced my grandfather from being a grandchild, you know, in the pew. But I got to work with Ricky. Ricky hired me as a youth minister. We went through, you know, some challenges that were more interpersonal in nature that was going on in the church. And I got to just watch him lead through that. And I remember I'd go over and, you know, to his house, and one day he was out there like changing the oil in the car or something, and I'm just ranting and raving about this or that, and I can't believe this, and I can't believe that, and he is just as calm as, you know, you could be. And, you know, and then when he engages the conversation, he'd validate, yeah, I understand you're feeling all that, but he would just redirect it, and he instilled in me this idea that, you know, God really is in charge. Like he's actually in charge, and you're not, and you can't control everything. And he showed me how to pastor with faith and walk into situations and not just panic. I think that really helped prepare me for pastoring during COVID. I mean, I'm sitting there looking at the world shutting down, me and my family moving hours away from everything we know, and yet there was a calmness there. But I think that started in that carport with Ricky, you know, changing the oil and just learning how to say, okay, Lord, this is one that I don't know what to do here. You know, I didn't take a class on this in seminary, but Lord, you're in charge. Ricky Smith taught me how to do that, and he modeled it for me.
Thank God for all of those people who've been a blessing, not just to you, but now to us and the Frazier family.
Yeah.